No punches were pulled today in a debate between three candidates for Pinellas County Sheriff at the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club in St. Petersburg. The contentious race pits incumbent Sheriff Jim Coates against two challengers. Former Deputy Sheriff Randall Jones felt so strongly that he wanted a new boss that he ran for sheriff. Because of state election laws, that means he had to resign from his job. Jones, a Democrat, did not hide his criticisms of how Sheriff Coates, a Republican, has led. Jones brought up what he called reckless statements Coates made earlier this year when facing budget cuts.
My opponent actually told the Board of County Commissioners that if he was forced to reduce his budget, that all of our children would become dope pushers, recruited by the gangbangers, or taken in by the pimps that push the prostitutes. He went on to say that our citizens, including our children, would become prisoners in their own homes, or else they'll be caught in the crossfires of the streets. My opponent didn't stop there. He also said that our streets would be littered with human carnage and that the sheriff's office would have to change their motto from leading the way to a safer Pinellas to leading the way to an unsafe Pinellas. I think these words were reckless and irresponsible.
Coates, who was elected sheriff in 2004, said his statements were not irresponsible.
I had your safety in mind, and I was trying to make a point, which I did in fact make. I felt I had a duty and responsibility to be forthright and make you, the citizens I serve, in a county commission aware as to how public safety would be compromised if our budget was reduced by the amount I was asked to reduce it. If I make safety your priority, in my mind, that's being responsible, not irresponsible.
A write-in candidate in the race, Greg Pound, was arrested earlier this month when he refused to leave a convention-watching party hosted by U.S. Representative Bill Young. Pound can often be seen holding a sign for his website, freeourkids.com, in front of Pinellas County courthouses and the sheriff's office, protesting the termination of his parental rights. If he is elected, Pound pledged to get rid of corruption in the county.
It's like an infection in the body. You know, in health, we have a term called free radicals that eat up our body. And what we have in our system is we have some free radicals running the judicial system in Pinellas County. And that's the purpose for me running for sheriff in Pinellas County, is to put to a stop the corruption that's happening in Pinellas County.
Coates said that he is the only one of the three candidates with a college degree and is the only one who has overseen a multi-million dollar budget. The sheriff's budget is $264.5 million, Coates said, down $20 million from last year. He was criticized by a member of the audience for having several public relations spokespersons in the sheriff's office. Coates claimed that there was more than enough work for the public relations staff to handle. His Democratic challenger, Randall Jones, criticized those expenditures and said that if elected, he would reduce the sheriff's salary.
Not only is it overkill with the public information officers, but we have overkill with the number of attorneys that we have in the sheriff's office right now. The sheriff decided to opt out of using the county attorney, and he has his own private law firm going now. Six attorneys on staff at the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, that is unheard of. Too much of your tax dollars are being spent on that. So I will reduce that as well. Now, talking about reducing the budget, I am the only person who have gone on record by saying I will start with my salary. I will reduce my salary by $40,000, and I will use that money to go towards scholarship funds for employees and people in the community.
In perhaps the most contentious moment of the forum, Coates and Jones were asked whether they would hire their opponent after the election. Both said they would not. They were also asked if they lose the election, would they accept a position under their current opponent? Both Jones and the incumbent, Sheriff Jim Coates, said they would not.
Probably not, particularly now. And we have a hiring freeze, and I suspect that hiring freeze is going to last a couple of years. If I did hire my opponent back, I certainly wouldn't hire Greg Pound. And if I did hire my other opponent back, it would probably be at the line level because he just does not have the management or leadership experience to work at the command level.
Greg Pound criticized Sheriff Coates for double-dipping by collecting both a salary and a large retirement pension. Randall Jones referenced that subject in saying he would neither work for nor employ his former boss.
I would not hire the sheriff back in Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. If I was satisfied with the service that he was giving the citizens of Pinellas County, I would not be running for sheriff. I am not satisfied with his performance. I believe the majority of our citizens are not satisfied with his performance. Therefore, I would not bring him back. I would not allow him to be a triple dipper in Pinellas County. He's already taken enough of our tax money. I would not give him a chance to triple dip on the taxpayer's dime.
In his closing statement, Jones criticized Coates for two other incidents and called into question Coates' campaign slogan of experience and integrity.
Was it his experience or was it his integrity that told him it was a good idea to use sheriff's office letterhead to write a letter to a judge asking for leniency for one of his friends and the person who's actually operating his campaign headquarters. Was it integrity or was it an experience that led him to believe it was a good idea to interfere with our justice system by asking for leniency for this individual? Was he showing us experience or was he showing us his integrity when he decided to discipline a female officer who was the victim of a crime, but because she did not report being a victim of a crime, she was disciplined in August of 2008.
WMNF asked Sheriff Coates how he thinks the high expected turnout for November's presidential election could affect the partisan sheriff race.
You know, I don't know. I think that's probably part of my opponent's strategy is to ride that alleged wave out there. But I think we have a proven track record that we can rely on, and I am clearly the sheriff for all the people, regardless of who you are or where you are in the community.
You can learn more about all the candidates for Pinellas County Sheriff by visiting their websites. There are links to all of them in our news archive, WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Petersburg, I'm Sean Canaan.